Paul, it's obviously not easy right now, but are you able to recognize the achievement of your team in the face of obviously a bitter defeat, but just...
Well, there'll be time to talk about the good things. It's not foremost in your mind. It's not first yet.
Is there one or two things that was the difference in your mind in this series?
Yeah, there were mostly quickness. The speed, you can deal with speed, but we had a difficult time with the quickness on the puck. We did it for stretches. We did it for long stretches, but overall, they were more consistent with that than we were.
They have the experience of that killer instinct.
I'm sorry, it's still a little raw here. There's not a lack of killer instinct. That's not an issue. They have experienced a 7-game defeat to the Stanley Cup champions, and there's something learned there.
Paul, could you offer a comment maybe on the building again tonight and the fans, the way they've been down the stretch and through the
season? It'll be all year. It would really be all year. I mean, you're not going to get that on a regular season game, but we get it better than anybody else. You know, I do believe that, and I'll say this as much just from people that I've talked to on the street, people that will come up to you and talk to you about your hockey team, that they did appreciate the effort. And you know, we're going to try to make things better next year beyond our effort. But there was an appreciation there, and the fans showed it. And the playoffs, like to let them be cheering at the end of a game for a different reason, and we weren't able to do that. But that was special, and the players appreciated it. They did. They appreciated it in game one, just the number of unsolicited comments by the players to me about how great that was, you know. And I certainly appreciate it at the end of the game. It wasn't the result we wanted, wasn't the series that we wanted to give our fans. But I thought that was great. That was great.
Well, not that you'd ever use it as an excuse, but how much of it maybe had to do with banged up bodies or playing those physical games for the last 6 weeks of the season?
We'll assume that they have the same issues that we have. We probably have probably 8 significant injuries. 4 of those we brought into the series. We'll do our medicals here in the next few days and figure out the course of treatment, but we had a number of guys that couldn't do parts of the game as well. Well, especially, you never quit on a brother. You know what I mean. You'll do whatever you have to do for family. And there was, you know, I mean, Adam Party wanted to play tonight. I mean, he really, really wanted to play tonight, and he tried to fight his way into the lineup, and just couldn't put him in good conscience, put him in the lineup tonight. And that's true of a bunch of guys. We got guys playing with broken bones, and it's good. It's a good learning experience for your room, because it sets a level of willingness that you get to carry with you.
Can you be specific on Andrew Ladd in particular? He hasn't skated or practiced or done anything in quite some time.
Yeah, we think we know what it is. I haven't checked with him, to be honest. I didn't go in and ask him, say, hey, do you mind if I let this cat out of the bag? Because it's a personal medical thing. He made a decision. You can go in and have it looked at, but it's going to cost you 2 months possibly. Or you can just grind your teeth and play through it. So from the day he pretty much stopped practicing, he's been dealing with it. And you need that from your captain. You know, you need that guy in the room doing whatever he can to stay in, and he did.
So his leadership has been questioned because of the way he's played of late. Would you address that?
I'm never, ever, and I've had some good ones, guys in the Hall of Fame, I'll never ever question his willingness, his grit, determination. He very easily come out of that lineup 2.5 months ago. Nobody would have said a word to him, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't, and I can't come out here and tell you that. So I understand when people question certain players' play. Can't give you that list. You just gotta live with it. I mean, we had some plays tonight, and one of them ended up in a goal where a player did something he wouldn't do if he was healthy, but that's what he had left to do. That was the thing he could try to do to stop the play from developing. But he also did a lot of really good things in the game and helped score goals and that's why he was in the lineup. It just, these guys wanted to play for each other, and they did.
Do you buy into the, you know, this is a rite of passage for a team? Like that they, you know, your guys had to, you know, maybe you win around, but at some point in time you have to lose as a group and feel that sting, and then you use that to build and go forward?
Yeah. Well, Anaheim was better than we were in this series. I mean, those three games were close, but there's not a whole lot of, there's a luck in a game maybe in a series, but over a potential 7-game series, the best team almost always wins, and they were better than we were. We were a whole hell of a lot better than we were last year at this time. And we got a lot of room to improve and to get better with experience, with our lineup is going to improve over the years with some of the kids that we have coming in. But before you get to any of that, you got to accomplish, I think, what went on here, and you got to get the right amount of accountability in your room between your players as a positive word. That guy over there is playing with a broken bone. That guy's playing over there with a tear. And there's no way I'm not going to give what I have. We don't have it perfect. We've got room to improve. We've got areas that we can upgrade. But we've got the foundation, and I'm not going to say set, because next year we come back, we got to do that whole thing all over again. But we took a step forward.
Okay, everyone.
Thank you.
Bruce is right outside, so I think we'll move on to that. Thank you. We'll let you know the schedule for the Jets going forward. The next episode.